The following shiur has been presented by Harav Noach Isaac Olbaum, Rav de Kahal Nachlas Yitzchak de Queens, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Going back to the yisoid of the halacha that we mentioned, that Rishus HaRabim, regarding when you have an actual Rishus HaRabim, Itzuris HaPesach does not qualify to be matir and to enclose a Rishus HaRabim, but rather you need dlosos. So Bemis, what is really the definition of dlosos, meaning how do the dlosos have to work? Regarding what dlosos actually mean concerning this halacha, we find a machlokes between the Rif and the Rambam. The Shittas HaRif is that the definition of dlosos means that the dlosos actually have to close at night. Because only if the dlosos actually close at night, then the Shem Rishus Rabim becomes a bottle, because it's not doime to the Degola HaMidbor. Because the Degola HaMidbor, of course, was open at all times. Ayin b'mishter brura in simen shin samagdalat tzivkot nzayin. On the other hand, what we have is the Shittas Rambam. The Shittas Rambam is that even though the doors do not actually close at night, but they have to be re'uyos linoil, as long as the doors potentially, mitzad their physical right construction, are able to be closed. In other lafukia, the doors cannot be ne'ulois meshukois be'ofor. For example, the doors should not be stuck, right, and connected to the mud or to the dirt that you can't move them. But if the doors, right, are able to be moved, so it's enough that you have a potential ability to close. Again, according to the Rif, the losos only function, right, in their capacity if they actually close the street at night. If they do not close the street at night, then we do not have the heter of the losos. Whereas according to the Shita Rambam, we don't need them physically to close at night. As long as you construct the doors, and the doors, mitzad atzmam, are capable of being closed, right, they're not stuck, but they are capable of being closed, so that is enough, and we have the din of dlosos, and you're able to be misakein a rishus harabim. What is the basis of this machlokes? What is the svaras of this machlokes? Whether the dlosos have to be physically closed at night, or like the shita of the Rambam, as long as it is reuyos linel, as long as they have a potential of being closed at night. So the yisoid of the svaras of machlokes says the Bir Halochet in Simen Shin Samagdalet Sibbeis that this is totally in another machlokes which is mentioned in the Gemara. If we take a look in the Gemara Masechtas Erevin Davov Amad Beis, also on Dav Chav Beis Amad Aleph, the Gemara says there the following: Omer Rabbi Barachon Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim, Ilamole Dal Seiseho Ninolois Balailo Chayovin Oleho Mishum Rishus Rabin. The Gemara says that Yerushalayim, if not for the fact that the doors do close at night, right? In other words, if the doors would not be closed, if the doors would not close at night, then Yerushalayim would be an actual Rishus Rabin. Which means to say, we see from the Gemara that the Ne'ilas Dlosos, that the closing of the doors, is Mafkia Yerushalayim from the din of Rishus Rabin. However, without Ne'ilas Delos, right, we see clearly from the Gemara, if not Ne'ilas Delos, if not the closing of doors, then Yerushalayim would be a Rishus Rabin. So let's understand something. How is it possible, one might ask, how is it possible that Yerushalayim, right, would be able to be a Rishus Rabin? Because that again, that's what we see from the Gemara. The only reason that Yerushalayim is not a Rishus Rabin, because it has losos, and the losos are mafkia, right, the din Rishus Rabin from Yerushalayim. But if not for the losos, Yerushalayim would not have losos, then the status of Yerushalayim would be a Rishus Rabin. So the kasha that we have to ask ourselves is, how is it shayach that Yerushalayim should be a Rishus Rabin? We know that Yerushalayim was a mukav choyma. Yerushalayim was surrounded with a choyma all around, and the openings, the gates, right, that where you went through to get in and out throughout the choyma, what clearly was Tzuris HaPesach. That's what you had, right? You had door openings. You had Tzuris HaPesach, and if you had a Tzuris HaPesach by the Shiorim, so Ibazoi, you had a choyma all around, and you had a Tzuris HaPesach by the Shiorim. So why would Yerushalayim be considered to be a Rishus Rabbim? So the truth is, the Gemara itself explains that. The Gemara explains why Yerushalayim would be a Rishus Rabbim. The Gemara comes and says that Rabbi Yochanan holds, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that we have a principle of Osi Rabbim Umevatle Mechitzle, which means to say that if you have a Hiluch of a Rabbim, if you have a Rabbim passing through, so if you have a public area where you have a Rabbim going in and going out, the traffic of a Rabbim going through an area are Mevatle the Torah's Mechitzle of a Tzuris HaPesach of the Shar Ha'ir. Which means again that even though the Shar Ha'ir, the Shiorim of Yerushalayim, the various gates, even though the various gates of Yerushalayim, right, have Shiorim, that they have Tzuris HaPesach, they have Tzuris HaPesach, however the Rabbim that are going through the Tzuris HaPesach are Mevatl the Mechitze, and therefore it's a Rishus HaRabbim. So Mamela, that's what the Gemara means. So what you have to do now is to be Mevatl the Hiluch HaRabbim. In order to be mevatel the hilich harabim, so you have to have the losois that are on the ulis balayla, as long as the doors right close at night, right? And the mele, the public is not able to go b'chol shoa, because at night the doors are closed. It's no longer called the hilich rabim. The fact that during the night that you have doors right that close and are menei the rabim from going through, it's no longer called the hilich rabim, and therefore you have the mechitza. Let's repeat again. The only reason that Yerushalayim would be considered to be a Rishus Rabbim, even though there's a Tzuris HaPesach by the Shiorim, because we have a cloud that Osi Rabbim, that the traffic that passes through, means that you have such a Rabbim passing through, we have a cloud that Osi Rabbim Mavatl Mechitze. So if the cloud is that it's the Hilach Rabbim that's Mavatl Mechitze, so if you put up Dlosois, as long as the Dlosois are in the Ulis Balayla, that's enough. As long as the Dlosois are closed at night, as Menea, the Rabbim from going at all time, it's no longer called a Hiluch Rabbim. If you don't have a Hiluch Rabbim, you don't have a Rabbim to be Mevatel the Mechitza, so therefore the Mechitza remains. On the other hand, we have the Gemara there, Rabbi Lozar is Choylik. Rabbi Lozar holds that the doors do not have to be closed at night. He says you don't need that the doors should be closed at night. And the Lashon of Rabbi Lozar is there in the Gemara, again, Davov Amad Beis, also Davchom Beis Amad Aleph. The Gemara of Rabbi Lozar saying is, Kan hoidiyacho koichon shel mechitzes. Rabbi Lozar holds that the koich of mechitze overrides the hilach rabbim. Rabbi Lozar of the opinion, rabbim do not have a koich to be mevatel mechitze. Loi osi rabbim umevatel mechitze. That's the opposite of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that osi rabbim umevatel mechitze. Whereas according to Rabbi Lozar of the opinion that loy osi rabim umavatla mechitzte. So Mamela, therefore, as long as you have a Tzuris HaPesach, it's enough. Even though the rabim are passing through, right? Nevertheless, the hiluch rabim is not mevatla the mechitzte. Which therefore means like this, that min ha-Torah it would be a rishus ayochid, because the hiluch of the rabim are not mevatla the mechitzte. However, it's only now midrabbonon, the rabbonon lemaisa u'mesakin, that you have to have glossois. So as long, being that it's only drabbonon, it's enough that the glossois are re'uyois linol. We don't need actual glossois that close at night. Because them is, according to Rabbi Lozar, a hilich rabbin really is not mevatel the mechitze. So in the Torah we still have a full rishus hayochid. So if the hilich rabbin is not really mevatel the mechitze, it's only that rabbonon, right, we're mesakin to have an extra tikkun, that you should have glossois which are at least potentially roye to be closed. Right? And Amela, since Lamaise, the Mokim is Mokim Mechitzes, so it's enough, right? Since it's enough, so Amela, it's enough that it's Re'uyois Linoil. It's enough that it is potentially fit to be closed. The Rambam Paskins Lahaloche, like Rabbi Lozar. So the Rambam Paskins Lahaloche, like Rabbi Lozar, that Loi Osi Rabim Umavatla Mechitze. That Rabbim do not have a koyach to be mevatel mechitze. So according to the Rambam, lefizeh min haTorah, afilu without glossois, only a Tzuris HaPesach would not be chayv achatos. However, only midrabbonon, according to the Rambam, you need a delis, and therefore it is enough that it is reuyois linul. How do we paskin lahaloche? Lahaloche we paskin, as is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, simin shin samach dalet siv beis. The Shulchan Aruch Takipaskins and says the Machaber brings down both days. First, we have the day Rishoyne that the Shita Sarif, where the Machaber says, "V'hu shenenolos balayla, that the delosos only qualify if they actually close at night. And the second opinion of the Shittas Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch says, this is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, v'yesh oimrim, aval pi she'ein ninolois, that even though they do not close, but aval tzorech she'yu re'uyois linoil, but upon them they have to be potentially fit to be closed. So now comes the Mishnah Brura, over there in Siman Shin Samach Dalet, Sifkot Mechaz. And Mishavura says that midah hetik ha-mechaber dey rishoyne b'stoma. Says the mechaber, right? He writes the first opinion, stam. The dey ha-shnia, the second opinion, he writes b'shem yeshoymrim. But the first opinion, it doesn't say yeshoymrim. The first opinion, he writes stam. It's mashma, the datoy k'dey rishoyne. It's mashma that the Shulchan Aruch holds like the first opinion, and that is that the doors actually have to close at night in order to be a tikkun for a Rishus HaRabim. We should also mention that we have a very choshev machlokes, that is between the Avnei Nezer and the Chazon Ish, legabe, if you have a delis without a tzuras HaPesach, which that is very, very common. You have many chatzeiros, you have many yards that have, let's say, a fence around it, and there are quite a number of openings. And those openings have doors, but the doors do not have a tzuras HaPesach. All you have is a break in the gate, right? And you put up hinges to hold a door. But tzuras HaPesach, by definition, means you have two side posts, and then you have to have, right, a lintel on top. You have to have also something going across on top. However, when you have the various gates, right, surrounding bungalow colonies, those doors, right, only have the two side posts, right, but it doesn't have anything on top. What you're doing is you're fixing a door. The question is when the door is open. Of course, when the door is closed, so now, of course, then everything is closed. You have no openings. The machloikas that we have between the Avnei Nezer and the Chazon Ish, that if the door is open, right, if the door is open and you don't really have a tzuras HaPesach, as mentioned, if the door is open, you don't have a tzuras HaPesach, and you don't have the door either. Only you have a door that's potentially able to be closed, but the door area does not have a tzuras HaPesach. So the question is, if that qualifies. Sometimes they actually would like to construct that in bungalow colonies, because to make an actual tzuras HaPesach, you know, they would have to be very tall. And being that you have many trucks that come and go in and out of a bungalow colony, right? So therefore, it'll be very difficult, right, to raise the two poles on the both sides very high, and then to have a crossbar going on top. So therefore, the Eitzah that one would like to do is, you know, don't make a tzuras HaPesach, just affix a door, right, at the place of the opening. And the question is whether a door, right, if a door qualifies in the same way, b'mokoyim tzuras HaPesach, as if you would have had an actual tzuras HaPesach. Now, the Avnei Nezer in Aruch Chaim, Siman Reish Ayin Ches, Reish Pei, he tainis that a delos is just as good as a tzuras HaPesach, because the same way, a tzuras HaPesach, why is a tzuras HaPesach considered enclosed? Because a tzuras HaPesach is not a breach, because it's a mokim knisa. Because being that it's darker shaloylam, right? It's darker shaloylam that you have to have a mokim to go in and out. So therefore it's a natural opening. A natural opening is not called a pirtza. So said the Avnei Nezer, that the same way that a tzuras HaPesach is considered to be a knisa, so too a delos is also mokim knisa. It's an entrance. It's an entrance, and therefore it's not called a pirtza. On the other hand, ayin b'chazon ish, the Chazon Ish points out, you can find it, Siman Ayin Ches, that a delos be'atzmoi does not qualify, and you have to have an actual tzuras HaPesach. And again, of course, as we're talking about that is when the door is open. However, if the door is locked, right, then it's like any other mechitzah, because then you have a solid mechitzah. And the Chazon Ish brings rayas to that halach. He says, from a halach of Hilchos Mezuzah, which we're not going to be ma'aruch over here. We should just point out that supporting the shita of the Avnei Nezer, that a delos, that a door, is just as good, and it works, as a tzuras HaPesach. This is also the opinion of one of the great achroinim, one of the gedoyle achroinim, gedoyle apoiskim, the Yishal Shetshuvas Ponim Eirois, in Chelik Beis Simekuf Mem Gimel. The Ponim Eirois was one of the great gedoylem. Rabbi Yonson Eibshitz was also a Talmud of the Ponim Eirois. Also, the Shaul Sechuvas Bris Avrom, or Chaim Simen Yudches, also holds, like the Amnenezer, that Adelus, right, is just as acceptable as the Tzuras HaPesach. Also, the Shaul Sechuvas Masham, Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Samach Beis, and Chelik Gimel, Simen Tzadik Zayin. And also, the Shaul Sechuvas Zekana Haroin, Chelik Aleph, Simen Chof Aleph, Chelik Beis, Simen Yudches. And also, there's an Ariches from the Radzina Rebbe, the Balat Chelus, in his Sefer, Mamar Dlosois Shar Hu'ir, and he brings many Rayas that if you have Dlosois, then you don't need it, Suras HaPesach Bichlal. Tarasheni, supporting the Shita of the Chazanish, that you actually need in Suras HaPesach, we also find that in the Chesed Lavron, the Shal Sechuvas Chesed Lavron, Madurat Tinyonis Simen Lamedhei, and also in the Shal Sechuvas Ezras Yisroel Simen Samchei. It's interesting to point out that Hagoyin Harav Breis Zatzal of Zurich, Switzerland, in Shal Sechuvas Chalkis Yankiv, Chelikalev Simen Kuvtzadighei Oizdalad, points out that in a Carmelis, everybody's moide that glossois are good enough even without a Tzuras HaPesach. In other words, because since the Tzuras HaPesach alone is enough, so he says glossois are no worse than a Tzuras HaPesach. The suffix that we have is only in a Rishus HaRabim Gimure. The suffix is only when you have an actual Rishus HaRabim. And an actual Rishus HaRabim with Tzuras HaPesach alone is not enough, only glossois. So here we have a clear. However, in the case of a Carmelis, where Tzuras HaPesach alone is enough, so therefore, instead of a Tzuras HaPesach, glossois will also be enough.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.